If confirmed, General Hayden will take charge of the CIA amidst internal turmoil. Joining me now to talk about the challenges he would face is CIA veteran Jack Devine. He has served as a senior officer directing the agency's worldwide clandestine operations. Good morning.
Good morning.
What, in your opinion, should be at the very top of General Hayden's to-do list at the CIA?
Well, I think one of the first things is to get a handle on your own agency. So I think, based on past experience, I would expect General Hayden to come in and try and rally the troops. I noticed yesterday he sent a message. Actually, there's two messages that are rather important. One, in his statement, stressing the importance of the work at the agency. And second, as you're aware, there's talk of his deputy being a former senior CIA operator by the name of Steve Kappas. And I think the combination of those two things are really strong messages. So I think first and foremost, he will try to rally and assure the troops that, you know, there's going to be stability, that he is a company man, that he recognizes the importance of the integrity and intelligence, and that he's there as one of them. I think it's very important to identify as being one rather than an outsider who's representing other interests. Once you get beyond that, then there are some really critical issues he needs to, so to speak, put his hands into the details of the operations. Iraq, Afghanistan, he needs to get out and meet some of the senior foreign liaison leaders, which he probably has already done in other capacities, and frankly, start to build a really intimate knowledge of the operational details of his new task.
Well, you said he has to show himself to be a company man, but of course he actually isn't a company man. The possible nomination of Steve Kappas, as you said, mentioned yesterday by National Intelligence Director John Negroponte, how would that nomination ease his transition to the CIA?
Well, I think one of the things that everybody looks at inside when a new director is selected are the people that he brings with him. And, you know, often there's an uneasiness. It's an intelligence organization, so they usually have a pretty good fix on an understanding of the people that are coming in. And they draw impressions early on. So to be identified with not only a CIA official, but a senior, he was the head of the operational director for a while, bring him back, it's a very strong sign that, look, I'm going to have somebody by my elbow who really understands the culture.
And, you know, and
you
some...
want to come back and say that, you know, you really want to close the gap between being an outsider and representing the interest of the intelligence agency. So I think that has to be done quickly to be successful. Those that come in and talk about when they were at the military or at NSA or down on the Hill, all of those things are slow down the process of developing, you know, a team consciousness.
Well, in the 15 or so seconds we have left, just quickly, his military background as a former senior official of the CIA, is that concern?
Well, when you walk through the front door of the CIA, there's only one statue in the entire building, and it's of Colonel Wild Bill Donovan, who was the colonel and the founder of the agency. The agency has had a tradition. I think everyone's skipping over this, that either the top person or the number two person has been a flag rank officer since almost the beginning, with a few exceptions. So having the military is part of it. Now, frankly, if he was junior, more junior in his career, you might be worried about him going back and therefore trying to protect some of his equities with the military. But at this point in his career, he's not going back. So I think
we've run out of time here.
Might,
so I'm sorry, we're just going
to military.
Okay, sorry. CIA former officer Jack Devine, founding member of the Arkin Group, an international risk consulting intelligence firm. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.